We're continuing in Simen Taf Ayin Gimel. Where are we? In the middle of Sif Vav. We just finished discussing Karpas. Just a couple comments on Karpas. I got an email from someone last night who listened to the shir, and he was telling me that apparently a lot of people have the minhag of having small cherry tomatoes for their Karpas. Never heard of this before.
What?
And that would be.
Peter's joking.
I thought so. No, that's what he said.
Bananas.
So we'll get there. So hold on a second. So he said it's a problem with birya, because even though it's small, if you have a full tomato, there's a shiloh, this bracha achrona. So I said to him, I never heard of that before. Then my son Zevi comes home, and or maybe Yeshaya, and one of them's like, oh, there's someone, one of the kids in my class, have tomatoes for their karpas. Okay. So then he reminded, no, so then.
Same family.
Right? It could be the same family, it could be. I don't know, the guy emailed me, I don't know who the guy is. I know his name from the email, but I don't know where he's from. But, so then he mentioned the custom of those who have bananas, which Rav Soloveitchik had such a minhag to teach his family that people would normally think banana would be ha'etz, so they use banana to teach him it's really a dhamma. So to which I told him what we do in my house is we take craisins, we use craisins for our karpas, because the craisins are supposed to be a dhamma, which itself is a discussion, but the way most poskin, based on my research, is that you should say a dhamma on craisins. Typically you would think it's a berry. It's a cranberry, it'd be ha'et, but really an adama. So we break them up, not tevur birya, a little piece of it. This way we teach that din of craisins are adama. Okay.
In addition to having potatoes and celery, or that's in lieu of?
If I remember correctly, I think I have a little bit of potato and a little bit of the, I say the bracha on the craisin, have a little potato just to be, I would say, the minhag of my family using a potato, but it's all less than a kazayas. But you don't need that both.
In what we've been learning.
Which part?
Crazy.
You know, crazy. No one remembers. It's my own. After learning the sugya, and I wanted to teach my kids that it was a dhamma, so it's not really the minhag what's there. So I wanted to accomplish both things: teach them a halacha, but also keep the mesorah of our family having potatoes coming from Poland. Okay.
So. Minhag Yisrael Kadina coming.
What?
What happened to minhag Yisrael Kadina coming? What like?
No, they're options.
Hundreds of years of using potatoes, and you know, saying all of a sudden.
No, they're options. They're options. They're not. It's not real. The karpas isn't like a din minhag. No, they just anything you want. Use anything you want for a dhamma. It doesn't say dafka these things.
I'm saying, but that's the. What I'm saying, these are the things that people have been using for hundreds of years, or thousands of years.
Okay, the Mechaber writes, V'ikach matzah, ha'emtzayis, person should take the middle matzah, v'yivtze'ena, l'shtayim, he should break it into two. And he should give half of it to one of the people sitting on the table, and they should hold on to it for the afikomen. He should place it below the mapa, below the cloth. And the other half he puts back between the two other matzahs. It's fine. Says the Mishabru, look at Sif Kata Nunches. V'yitein chetzia, k'dei sh'shtei achilos sh'ochel l'shei matzah yeh beprusa, v'tov sh'osa chelek yeh yoser gadol. So the one that you're eating should be bigger. Okay, this is the one that you're giving to the afikomen that you're hiding out, that's the one that should be bigger. So then the Mishabur writes, Sifkat nun tes tachas hamapa, Zeicher lemash omer mi sharosam tsros besimlosam. They would carry it in the bags, the matzah, to remind us of what they did in Mitzrayim. The yesh shenosin osa al kisfam. People would put it on their shoulders. Zeicher litias Mitzrayim, to remember the exit from Mitzrayim. The yu nizharim sheyicho chafikomim b'mapish lo kibsu b'krachmel. You should make sure it's used in something that doesn't have any type of detergent that might have some level of chametz in it. Ki akar mistamim mechubasim b'krachmel. So make sure that it's chametz free, that which you are packing it in. So there's a discussion in the footnote here, number 70, the inyan of stealing the matzahs, the afikomen. Is that such an inyan we should practice? So he writes in the footnote number 70, Umashinagu shatinokos chotvinis amatzah shel afikomen, that which the children take it away, kosvachog Yaakov shu miloshon harambam, v'tzarech laso shinoi bilayl hazeh, to do something different, something interesting and fun, kidei shiyu habanim v'yishalu, they should ask questions, v'chotvin matzah zeh miyadzeh, it's also Gemara and Pesachim, they would grab it from each other. And that's why they allow this practice to go on for afikomen. But Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes, He did not allow this to take place in his house. Lo nahiniach, lo iniach linhog kain bebeisli. He's very much against this practice. Kevin shenishtarish al kain B'fi abriel slashon gneva. It's called stealing. This is called stealing. Why would you practice any form of stealing in your house, even though it's a joke? V'eich nargilas atinokos l'gneva u'lekablas charkach. Why would you let your children steal, you know, steal the bacon, you know, and play such a game and get rewarded for this? But what?
In every double header, that corresponds to it. So why is it such a big kiddush? So this is the way to steal.
No, it's practicing. That's a different. They talk about the Gemara in Chulin about that thing.
You find harama is.
Yeah, this is no. They're playing. They're stealing. It's not a good practice. He at least that's what he felt. Fine. Now, apparently, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik was also makbid on this thing, not to play this game. Okay, fine. Back to the Shulchan Aruch now. Shulchan Aruch writes, back on top, we are, V'yagbiya ha-ka'ara, you should lift up the plate, she'esh bo ha-matzos, that have the matzos on it, V'yomer and say, ha-lachmanya ad-manishana. You say everything while you're holding it up, the whole paragraph of ha-lachmanya. And then the Ramah adds, V'yomar, you should say, B'lashon shemivinim hanashim v'aktanim, a language that the women and children understand, O yifarish l'na'inin, or at least explain to them this concept of what halachman is about. V'chein asa, that's exactly what the Rimilun Nidri, he did, Kol ha'goda b'lashon la'az k'dei shi'avinu hanashim v'aktanim. He read it in their language. So you could read the Haggadah in English, and to yourself, or to the wives or kids, whoever don't understand, they should read in English if they don't understand the Hebrew or Aramaic. So the reason is, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Samach Gimel, "B'lashon shemivinen v'yakayim b'zeh ma'ashamer akasav v'yigati levincha." Not just saying words to your children; it's teaching your children. So you're supposed to teach your children in a language that they understand. Okay. Now says the Mishnah Berurah further, Sifkat and Samach Dalad, "V'kidei shi'avinu hanashim," it should be a language that women understand. Sharei gam nashim chayavos b'mitzos halayla. So even women are obligated in the mitzvahs of that night. Uva miras hagada, they have to say ukanal b'simin tavayin beis. V'lachein achiyav gam al hamishareses sheteishav etzal shulchan. If there's a waitress who's there, she should also sit down and mekayin the mitzvahs of that night. V'tishma kol hagada, and she should listen to the entire hagada. She's also chayav in mitzvahs. If she has to go out to cook, we could skip this part here. This is not so common. I guess it's relevant for the women, I guess, who are out cooking. So, she should at least, the minimum, she should hear Kiddush. We get to that section of Haggadah, she should say that. She should come back in and hear that part. Until she drinks the second cup. A person who does not say the shlosha dvarim of Rabbi Gamliel does not fulfill their chiv. We also should call them back into the dining room. Shetishma seder asar makos. That's a beginning. The asar makos. Shehevi Hakadosh Baruch Hu al Mitzrayim. Kedei lahagil lahem kama nisim asar Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'shvil Yisrael. To tell them all the great miracles that Hashem did to us in Mitzrayim. Okay. Now there's a discussion here in the footnote here about whether or not Shomea Ka'ona works for the Haggadah. So it brings out in here from the Berlach and others that Shomea Ka'ona does work. So if the husband or the Baal Bayis is saying the words and you're listening to it, you could fulfill your obligation of Vigat Levincha that way as well. Okay, back to the Shulchan Aruch now. Shulchan Aruch says, finishing off Sivvav, V'oz Yitzavel Asiram Me'al Shulchan. Then you should command that, tell them to take the plate off the table. Ulanicham b'sof ha'shulchan. Put them in the end of the table. Make believe kilu kvar achlu, as if the meal's over. And kidei shiru hatinokos shvi shalom. They're going to ask, we didn't even eat yet. We said kiddush and zehu. Where's the matzah? Where's the food? We didn't finish eating. We want to get them comfortable to asking questions. Yeah, so look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkat and Samech Vav. He says, "Hamatzos v'yishalu hamatzos hamuchanos la'achila l'ama mesalkenasam." Sounds like the matzos that you're moving over to the other end. They ask, "Why are you moving it away?" The Yomerlan, you'll say to them, "Shein rasha'in lechol ad shisaper b'tias mitzrayim," because we cannot eat the matzah until we've spoken about yitzias mitzrayim. Kosev amariel, the ain litain shum matzah al shulchan ad zman asuda. He thinks that you shouldn't put any matzah at all on the table until the time for the suda. much of his arguing the fact that the Shulchan Aruch says it should be at the end of the table, and he's maybe suggesting it should be completely off the table. Not sure exactly what the machlokus is. So what it says here in the footnote here, explains in footnote 75, that's referring to that the three matzahs of the plate should remain on the table. All the extra matzahs, those are the ones that should be removed from the table. That's what he's saying the Ma'aril means. Okay. Let's go back up to the Shulchan Aruch Siv Zayin. Shulchan Aruch writes in Siv Zayin, Mosgin lo miyad kosheni. Right after that, we pour the second cup. Kadeshi yishalu atinokos lama shosin kosheni kodem suda. We're having a second cup of grape juice and wine. We haven't even started the meal yet. Now, v'im ein, if the child isn't smart enough, the father has to teach him. Did I skip a line here?
No.
Fine. Then the father has to teach him how to ask questions. If he has no son, so Isha Shalto, his wife could ask the questions. If he's not married or his wife's unable to, who shall asatmo? He's able to ask the four questions to himself. Even Tamid Chacham who know the Haggadah, even they have a din or requirement of asking the four questions. Says the Rama, Uch Shehaben, O Ha'isha Shoelas, Ein Tzarech Lomar Manishtana, Ela Maschel Avadim. So when the son or wife asks a question, you don't have to say Dafka Manishtana, they just answer from Avadim.
The one who's making the Seder doesn't have to repeat it.
If
they ask, he doesn't have to say it.
The Baal Bais himself doesn't have to say the words Manashana. He just goes with Avadim Hayinu. So then the Mechaber writes, Hayinu Paro, when you start that part of the Haggadah, Machzir HaKa'ara Sheba Matzos Lefanov, you return back that plate that had the matzahs on them, the Kare Kol Haggadah, and then we read the Haggadah in front of the matzahs that are there. Now look at the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkat and Ayin Aleph, very very important din here. He says Kore Kol Haggadah, the Ein Lomar Baseba Rak Beema V'Yira. You should not lean while reciting the Haggadah. Now one would think maybe you should lean because the Rambam writes Kol Ha Mesiv Meshubach, Kol Marbe Baseba Meshubach or something like that. Anybody who the more leaning you do, the better. So in light of that, you might think you should lean during the reading of the Haggadah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, no, when you read the Haggadah, it should be in a bechina of aim and yira, of fear. So the footnote points out here, for that reason, it's brought down from Rav Yoshev, that a person shouldn't drink during the Haggadah. Now even though halachically speaking you might be able to, but because you're in the middle of a very serious part of the Seder, at some level of tefillah, it's not kavodik to break it up with some type of drinking. Okay, so now the Mishnah Berurah says further, Ukshyomar v'nomar lefanav shira tzarech lomar v'ne'amar b'nikud segel. It should be v'ne'amar shu lashon avar dekai al gulas mitzrayim. Okay, so now the Mechaber writes,
that type of reasoning, it would almost make sense that one shouldn't even drink wine during the Seder.
This concern,
if you're elevating the Haggadah to a point of like a shtickle bit of a tefillah or something mm-hmm. like that, and you're having a rogue coast, whatever shear you're using, I guess we'll find out next
right.
week. You know.
No, this idea is only during the Haggadah part, when you're saying from Avadim Hayinu until the second coast, that section of it.
The first coast, but I mean, at what point are you unable to, Abi Allah, at what point are you unable to daven?
Oh, just in terms of that. So
it's a small amount.
Yeah, you wouldn't be Bataras Shikr for that amount unless you really drink a tremendous amount. But if you have just that one revise in the beginning, you wouldn't be Bataras Shikr. No. The only time you're the Shikr that for tefillah has to be pretty drunk. It's not a revise for the halakas of going to the base of Migdash. It's a Kohen who drinks a revise of wine, that's a violation. But for tefillah, it's not that high level. Or that low level, I should say. Okay, the Mechaber now writes back on top. He says, Uchshagia, when a person reaches the point of the Seder, Lamatzazo, he should say, Tzarech Lagbia Larosa Mesubin. That's what we practice. We lift up the matzah and say, Matzazo, and we go on to explain what matzah is for. And why? Shetechovev HaMitzah Aleim, so people should be very much excited for the upcoming matzah. V'yesh Lagbia, There are those who matzah prusa shi lachem oni. Those who pick up the broken matzah that's still in the middle of the three matzahs, dafka the broken one to show lachem oni. V'chein, so too. K'sheagia l'mar zeh, when you get to that, k'sheagia l'fi, so too, you should lift up the mar when you get to mar zeh. Fine. So the Mishabura writes now, Sivkat and Ayin Beit, v'chein k'sheagia l'mar zeh, aval k'sheagia l'pesach sheyu avoseinu. The three things that we say, we say matzah, mar, and pesach. So we lift up the matzah, we lift up the marah, but we don't lift up the pesach. Lo yochaz biyada, you shouldn't hold on to the pesach. You shouldn't hold on to that zroa, that meat that's been roasted. Habasar, shuzeich lepesach. Why? Tavi kimagbia kodshim b'chutz. You lift up, as if you're being maktish, karbanas b'chutz. And therefore it's a problem, of course. So denir mizeshik dishu b'pesach. Okay. Now back to the Mechaber, he says, uch sheagia, when a person gets lefikach, Magbia kolechad koso v'yado ad shechosim gal yisrael. You should lift up the cup from the fikach until you get to the gal yisrael and say the bracha, and at that point one would drink. Now the Mishabura quotes from the Shla in Sivkat and Ayin Gimel. The Shla writes, the gam kishayomer hapiska v'hisha amdelavo say nivelanu ad hakadosh baruchu matzlein miyadam yochaz akos biyada. You should also hold on to it. But you should cover the matzah when you're lifting up that cup. This is what many of the Haggadahs bring down, this practice as well. Then the back on top, the Rama adds in at the end of the siman here, he adds in, Hanogin lizok mat minakos be'etzbo, kishimagil ledam va'esh v'timros ashen. We spell out some of the wine when we get to that point, those words. V'chein kishimazker makos, whether it's doing the Rosh Hashanah way, and also when you talk about Dam Tarder, each of them you spill out some of the wine. Hakol, all of it adds up to a total of Tes Zayin Pamim. What's the relevance of this? So we'll look at two Mishabruas here. Sif Katan Ayin Dalad first. He says Be'etzba with your finger. Nogin Lizrok Be'etzba. The Etzba is the pointer. Al Shem Etzba Lo Kim Hi. Not the pinky. Even though many Haggadahs say to use the pinky, says the Mishabura not to use the pinky. You should dafka use the etzpa, the pointer, etzpa lokimhi. And then, what's the significance of 16 times that we spill out? Kineged osios yudvav mishmosha kadosh baruch hu. The yudvav of Hashem's name, shehikes paro, that was the cause of the destruction of the punishing of paro. That's why it was 16 times. So now it's brought down in the footnotes here that after they're spilled out, Rav Chaim Kanievsky passing that one should refill up the cup so it should be mole. And then just to finish off the Ramah here, and we'll stop after this, completing the siman, the Ramah writes, V'yeh ha'pas megule b'shas shom ha'gada. The matzah should be exposed. So you're saying the lechem oni, lechem shonim dvar ma'alav, the Gemara says that this is the bread that we're saying Haggadah over. So you should see the matzah while saying the Haggadah, ad lefikach, until lefikach, when you are about to pick up the wine. We need to cover the matzah when you're saying wine, because the whole idea of it embarrassing the matzah, other inyanim like that. So she'ochez akos biyado, we hold the cup up, v'oz yichaseh pas, then you would cover up the matzah while saying the kos sheni. Okay, so we'll stop here. Next week, we're going to have shir Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I guess that'll be it, I think, for the Pesach shir. Thursday, I'm giving a special shir at 8 o'clock, but I will start with, I'm not sure which simon, but I do want to get to the shiurim. So we'll discuss shiurim, and then I'll look around here for other things that might come up that are relevant as well.
One second.